Campus FM gli presenta Il Balomba, program li għati ħarsa li l-aħħar ġrajiet u żviluppi relatati ma l-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Produzzjoni u prezentazzjoni ta' Jasmine Saliba.
Tajba jena Jasmine Saliba nsalmilkom u nilqakom għall-edizzjoni tal-lum tal-programm il-Balomba, il-programm li fih intukom ħarsalejn l-aħbarijiet u l-ġrajiet li jkunu qed isaħħhom fil-istituzzjonijiet Ewropej. Nibdew biex nagħtu ħarsalejn l-aħbarijiet prinċipali tal-ġurnata. L-Aġenzija tas-Sigurezza tal-Avjazzjoni tal-Unjoni Ewropea aġġornat il-gwida tagħha dwar l-użu ta' tagħmir elettroniku portabbli abbord l-ajruplani, inkluż l-smartphones, it-tablets u l-readers. Il-fatt qed tikkonferma li dan it-tagħmir issa jista' jinżamm miex hawn fuq il-flight mode, il-modalità ta' tidjir fejn ma jkunx għalhekk jittrażmetti matul it-titjira, inkluż waqt is-sewqan fuq l-art, il-qtuħ mill-art u l-inżul. Mingħajr riskju għas-sigurezza. Kif tafu minn dawk li ġieli sifru, il-persuni ta' salvataġġ, anzi l-ekwipaġġ, skużawni, ikunu qegħdin jagħtu instruzzjonijiet biex kemm waqt is-sewqan fuq l-art, kemm il-qtuħ u kif ukoll mill-inżul dawn il-gadgets dan it-tagħmir elettroniku portabbli normalment jintelab biex jintefa'. Madankollu issa din l-Aġenzija tas-Sigurezza tal-Avjazzjoni tal-Unjoni Ewropea aġġornat il-gwida tagħha. Il-Kummissarju tat-Trasport tal-Unjoni Ewropea, l-Viċi President Sim Kallas, talab li l-EASA tħaffef il-pass tal-analiżi li qed tagħmel dwar is-sikurezza tal-użu ta' tagħmir elettroniku abbord fil-modalità ta' trasmissjoni u l-gwida l-ġdida mistennija tiġi pubblikata kmieni fl-2014. Il-kodni nixtiequ nibqgħu konnessi waqt li qed nivvjaġġaw, iżda l-kelma importanti hawnhekk hija s-sigurezza. Tlab tal-analiżi abbażi ta' prinċipju ċar. Jekk hemm problema ta' sigurezza l-użu tat-tagħmir m'għandux jitħalla, iżda jekk dan ikun sigur jista' jintuża skont ir-regoli. Id-darba li jmiss nixtiequ ninvestigaw kif se jsir kollegament man-network abbord. L-analiżi se tieħu żmien li għandha bżonn tieħu u se titfassal abbażi ta' evidenza. Qegħdin nantiċipaw li nħorġu l-gwida l-ġdida tal-Unjoni Ewropea dwar l-użu tat-tagħmir tat-trasmissjoni abbord l-ajruplani tal-Unjoni Ewropea f'xi żmien is-sena d-dieħla. Il-gwida ġurnata ta' sigurezza li ġieti pubblikata llum titratta t-tagħmir elettroniku portabli li jkun fil-modalità ta' titjir jew ta' non-trasmissjoni magħruf aħjar bħala flight mode. Għall-ewwel darba din tippermetti l-użu ta' tagħmir elettroniku personali fil-modalità ta' titjir fil-fażijiet kollha tal-vjaġġ, mill-kanċell tat-tluq sa dak tal-wasla. Qabel din il-gwida, kif tafu t-tagħmir elettroniku personali kien ikollu jintefa'. Il-pass li jmiss huwa dak li issa jiġi konsidrat u analizzat il-sistemi tal-Bluetooth, tal-Wi-Fi u tal-Mobiles. Fil-fatt il-Kummissarju tat-Trasport tal-Unjoni Ewropea talab l-Aġenzija tas-Sigurezza biex tħaffef il-pass tal-analiżi li qed tagħmel dwar din is-sigurezza tal-użu għat-tagħmir elettroniku abbord fil-modalità. Ġeneralment il-kumpaniji tal-ajru bħalissa ma jippermettux il-konnessjoni tal-Mobiles jew tal-Wi-Fi mill-mument li nagħlqu il-bibien. L-lum possibli tagħmel kollegament ma' network f'ajruplani biss li huma mamra apposta biex qabduk ma' network u dan huwa possibbli fl-għoli tat-titjira. F'dawn il-każijiet il-passiġġier ma jikkollegax ma' network tal-art iżda ma' sistema abbord li jkollha ċertifikat ta' sigurezza. Bħalissa jeżistu biss ftit ajruplani mamra b'dan il-mod iżda wieħed jistenna li din il-ħaġa tiżdied fis-snin li ġejjin. Għal dawk l-ajruplani mamra biex joffru dan is-servizz il-Kummissjoni dan l-aħħar ħadd id-deċiżjonijiet tat-telekomunikazzjoni biex tippermetti l-provvista ta' 3G u l-4G biex ikun hemm konnessjonijiet għat-tagħmir tat-trasmissjoni. Dan kollu xi jfisser għalina d-darba li jmiss li se naqbdu l-ajruplan. Għalhekk issa se jkun f'idejn kull kumpanija tal-ajru biex taġġorna r-regoli tal-opera tagħha. Bostu ma mistenni jagħmlu dan fil-ġimgħat li ġejjin fejn fi kwalunkwe każ il-passiġġieri li għandhom isegwu l-istruzzjonijiet tal-crew, tal-ekwipaġġ. Il-passiġġieri għandhom għalhekk jaraw xi se jkunu l-istanti u kif se jikkomunikaw magħhom il-sikurezza, l-aġenti tas-sigurezza tal-crew. U għalhekk wieħed irid juża it-tagħmir elettroniku biss jekk l-ekwipaġġ jippermettilek li tagħmel dan. L-ekwipaġġ dejjem se jirrikjedi l-attenzjoni tiegħek waqt li jagħti l-istruzzjonijiet tas-sigurezza u jaf jitolbok ukoll terfa' f'posthom l-oġġetti tqal meta l-ajruplan ikun se jitlaq jew se jkun qed jillandja. Hekk kif l-attività mill-konsumaturi mistennija tiżdied matul il-jiem li ġejjin, l-istess mistennija tiżdied il-possibilità li l-konsumaturi jixtru bi kreditu. Bħal kull ftehim ieħor ftehim dwar kreditu li l-konsumaturi ġib miegħu qatt ta' obbligwi li kull min jieħu kreditu irid jimxi magħhom. Għaldaqstant ftit jafu però li l-Unjoni Ewropea tipprovdi qatt ta' drittijiet lill-konsumaturi. Fis-sħar ix isar dan l-aħħar dwar il-mod kif il-konsumaturi Maltin mistennija jieħdu kreditu, instablu 61% aktar jieħdu kreditu sabiex jixtru karozza ġdida. 35% jikkonsidraw kreditu sabiex ikomplu jistudjaw, fil-waqt li 34% mistennija jieħdu kreditu biex jixtru għamara. L-istħarriċi juru koll matul is-sentejn li ġejjin, kwart dawk li ħadu sem fl-istħarriċ, għallu li aktar jieħdu xi forma ta' kreditu matul is-sentejn li ġejjin. Iżda madankollu, l-Unjoni Ewropea x'għandha x'taqsam? Kemm hemm Maltin li jafu bid-drittijiet tagħhom f'dak li għandu x'jaqsam? Fil-fatt, il-Kummissjoni Ewropea bħalissa dejja b'kampanja biex tagħti informazzjoni u tippromovi d-drittijiet tal-konsumaturi meta dawn jixtru bi kreditu. Fil-fatt, l-istess tħarriċ wera li terz biss mill-Maltin li rispondew għall-istħarriċ ħossom informati biżejjed dwar id-drittijiet tagħhom ta' kreditu, fuq 70% jħossu li hemm wisqin involut biex wieħed joqgħod iqabbel offerta ta' kreditu ma' oħra. U madwar 40% ma jħossuhomx komdi biżejjed biex jażlu dawk il-prodotti finanzjari li żjed jaqblu ma' ħtiġijiet u l-istil tal-ħajja tagħhom. L-istħarriċ sar fid-dawl tal-din il-kampanja tal-istess Kummissjoni Ewropea. Però, ta' min jannalizza x'huma d-drittijiet li l-Unjoni Ewropea tagħti lill-konsumaturi fejn jidħol kreditu. Id-direttiva dwar il-kreditu lill-konsumatur tapplika għal self ta' bejn 275,000 euro li ma self jinħarġ għal skop ta' xiri personali u ma jkopplix self għal xiri ta' proprjetà. Skont din id-direttiva drittijiet tal-konsumaturi huma mħarsa f'kull stadju qabel waqt u wara li jkun intlaqa' il-ftehim. L-ewwel qabel kollox il-klijenti għandhom kull dritt tal-reklamar ta' kreditu li jkun trasparenti. Kull reklam dwar kreditu għandu juri r-rata tal-imaxxja u l-prezz tal-kreditu għandu jkun jinkludi l-informazzjoni kollha li permezz l-aħħar klijenti jistgħu jqablu l-offerta ma' offerti oħra sakemm sa fl-aħħar ikunu jistgħu jażlu dak il-prodott li żjed jgħod tagħhom. Il-konsumaturi għandhom ukoll jirċievu informazzjoni minn qabel dwar il-ftehim b'mod ċar u li jinftiehem, magħrufa bħala l-formula Standard European Consumer Credit Information. Dan jippermetti lill-konsumaturi biex jifmu u jqablu sew l-offerti differenti u barra minn hekk il-konsumaturi jingħataw ukoll l-informazzjoni kollha b'mod ċar u fil-kontratt. Grazzi għal din id-direttiva wkoll il-konsumaturi huma intitolati għal perjodu ta' 14-il ġurnata ta' cooling off wara li jkunu ffirmaw u li matulu għandhom id-dritt li jirtiraw lura mill-ftehim mingħajr il-ħtieġa li jagħtu ġustifikazzjoni. U għandhom ukoll id-dritt li jħallsu lura l-kreditu tagħhom aktar kmieni miżmin li jkun stipulat fil-kontratt. Matil din il-ġimgħa wkoll qatt rappreżentanti minn din il-kampanja tkunu fi preżenti f'żoni kummerċjali li żiet importanti f'taslima u l-belt fed qasmu materjal informattiv lil pubbliku. Mingħajr dubju kulħadd huwa naħseb konxju bil-problemi li għaddejja minnhom l-Ukraina, problemi li huma marbutin ma' l-aspetti demokratiċi. Ta' tħassib ukoll hija għall-Unjoni Ewropea u anka kienet fuq l-aġenda ta' diskors li għamel il-President tal-Kummissjoni Ewropea Barroso li kummenta fuq l-aħħar situazzjoni kif qed iżviluppa fl-Ukraina meta kien qiegħed jindirizza xi nies ġewwa Milan. U għamel appell lill-intellettwali, irġiel u nisa li ġejjin mill-kamp tal-kultura biex ma jaqtawx qalbhom quddiem forzi hekk imsejħa negattivi li qed jinħbew wara forzi populisti biex ikunu negattivi u jikkampanjaw kontra l-Ewropa. Mhux biss iżda dawn il-kampanji għanqlu l-ħirsa tal-passat ta' xenofobija u r-razziżmu. U għatenna li f'dawn iċ-ċirkostanzi jkun għaqli li ikolna l-kuraġġ u li niġġieldu b'mod razzjonali u anka b'mod emottiv għaliex nemmnu fil-proġett Ewropew. U għal il-kunċett Ewropew għandu jiġi mħaddan u għandna nieħdu ħsiebu. Barroso kompla li jekk ikun hemm xi mumenti fejn ikolna dubju dwar xi jfissru dawn il-valuri, għandna narawx qed jiġri fit-toroq tal-Ukraina, fejn iż-żgħażagħ Ukreni qegħdin jipprotestaw fit-toroq iffriżati biex jikdbu paġni ġodda kemm fl-istorja tal-Ewropa kif ukoll f'dik Ukrena. Meta f'dik il-kesħa ta' raġiel u nisa jġildu għall-ideali li tirrappreżenta l-bandiera Ewropea għall-futur ta' pajjiżhom u għall-futur tagħhom titħeġġeġ l-importanza tal-ideali Ewropej. Huwa kompla l-Unjoni Ewropea għandha d-dover li tħares mill-qrib dak li qed jiġri u tkun viċina ta' dawn in-nies f'dan il-moment partikolari fl-istorja tal-pajjiż. 16.2% daqshekk hija d-diskrepanza fil-pagi bejn in-nisa u l-irġiel, jew id-differenza medja ta' dħul fis-sija bejn in-nisa u l-irġiel madwar l-Unjoni Ewropea. Dan skont l-aħħar ċifri ppubblikati mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea. Iċ-ċifri għadha ma resqitx pulzir biex ngħidu hekk fl-ispazju ta' sena, u skont rapporti pubblikati mill-Kummissjoni Ewropea, id-diskrepanza fil-pagi bejn in-nisa u l-irġiel għadha realtà fil-pajjiżi kollha tal-Unjoni Ewropea u dvarja bejn 27.3% fl-Estonja u 2.3% fis-Slovenja. Ċifri ġenerali konfermaw tendenza dajfa u ta' tnaqqis matul dawn l-aħħar snin, bit-tnaqqis ta' 1.1% bejn 2008 u 2011. Ir-rapport juri li l-akbar problema fil-ġlieda kontra diskrepanza fil-pagi tal-Unjoni Ewropea hija l-applikazzjoni prattika ta' regoli għal-pagi ugwali u nuqqas ta' azzjoni legali miġjuba min-nisa l-qrati nazzjonali. Bliġijiet li garantixxu paga ugwali għal xogħol ugwali, ugwaljanza fil-post tax-xogħol u drittijiet minimi għal lif ta' maternità, l-ugwaljanza bejn is-sessi hija kisba Ewropea. Iżda għad baqa' triq twila biex ikun hemm ugwaljanza sħiħa bejn is-sessi. Id-diskrepanza fil-pagi għadha kbira u mhux qed tiċċaqlaq. U biex tkompli tkabbar il-problema, il-parti kbira tal-bidla ġejja minn tnaqqis fil-qliq tal-irġiel iktar milli żieda għan-nisa. Dan tenitu l-Viċi President Vivian Redding, Kummissarju tal-Unjoni Ewropea għall-Ġustizzja. Il-prinċipju ta' paga ugwali għal xogħol ugwali ilu miktub fit-trattati tal-Unjoni Ewropea mill-1957 għal daqstant wasal issa sew iż-żmien li dan isir realtà fuq il-post tax-xogħol ukoll. Ir-rapport pubblikat jevalwa l-applikazzjoni ta' dispożizzjonijiet dwar pagi ndaqs fil-prattika fil-pajjiżi tal-Unjoni Ewropea u jbassar li għal ġejjieni l-sfida ewlenija l-Istati membri kollha se tkun l-applikazzjoni korretta tal-infurzar tar-regoli stabiliti permezz tad-direttiva dwar l-ugwaljanza tas-sena 2006. Il-Kummissjoni bħala l-gwardjan tat-trattati żgurat li l-Istati membri tirrasponew b'mod korrett ir-regoli tal-Unjoni Ewropea għal trattament ugwali billi fetħet każijiet ta' ksur ta' liġijiet kontra 23 stat membru dwar il-mod kif dawn l-istati membri trasponew numru ta' liġijiet tal-Unjoni Ewropea dwar l-ugwaljanzi bejn is-sessi. Il-każijiet kollha għajr wieħed inalqu. Madankollu r-rapport jikkonferma li l-applikazzjoni effettiva tal-prinċipju ta' paga ugwali hija mfixkla minn nuqqas ta' trasparenza f'sistemi ta' ħlas, in-nuqqas ta' referenza ċara dwar l-ugwaljanza fil-pagi u minn nuqqas ta' informazzjoni ċara għal ħaddiema li jsofru l-ugwaljanza. Iktar trasparenza b'rabta mal-pagi tista' tgħid is-sitwazzjoni ta' fitmi individwali ta' diskriminazzjoni fil-paga li jkunu jistgħu jqablu lilhom infushom b'mod f'aktar faċli ma' ħaddiema ta' sess ieħor. Il-pass li jmiss huwa li ovvjament apparti l-fatt li s'issa għandek żewġ stati biss, Franza u l-Olanda, li trasponew b'mod ċar suffiċjent u speċifiku d-direttiva dwar l-ugwaljanza tal-2006 b'tali mod li ebda informazzjoni oħra mimitluba minnhom, issa se issegwu 26 stat membru ieħor u se taħdem biex tiżgura applikazzjoni u infurzar sħiħ ta' drittijiet stabiliti permezz tal-liġi tal-Unjoni Ewropea jekk hemm bżonn permezz ta' aktar proċedimenti ta' ksur. Il-ġimgħa li għaddiet f'Malta saret attività bħala parti mill-attivitajiet li jsiru madwar l-Ewropa fil-programm Youth on the Move. Aħna ħadna l-opportunità li nintervistaw lil Michael Nish dwar dan.
Why Youth on the Move?
Well, Youth on the Move is a toolbox for young people. It's the target public for Youth on the Move is 15-30 years old. It's a toolbox to show the opportunities like Erasmus, which many people know, but beside Erasmus there is a lot of other opportunities available in the European Union in the field of education, employment, establishment and development of small and medium-sized enterprises, and research. The idea of the Youth on the Move was to show this variety of different options that young people have, depending on their education, depending on their plans, sometimes the lack of plans, sometimes it's made for the people who are looking for some inspiration. And this inspiration can be found in the framework of this campaign, of this this kind of events that we are currently organizing here in Malta. Because the aim is not only to show what is there available, but the aim is also to inspire young people to mobility. However, Youth on the Move, it's not only about the youth mobility. It can be about professional training, for example, as we said before, establishment of small and medium-sized enterprises. It does not necessarily imply mobility. So just to wrap up, it's the idea of Youth on the Move is to show to young people that as Europeans, they do have a lot of opportunities, and it's, of course, up to them to to benefit from it or not. It's their own decision.
There were times, maybe around 15 years ago, where the right and the possibility of working and studying abroad was one of the biggest drivers for youths in Malta to join the European Union. On the other hand, there were those who felt threatened by the possibility of a brain drain or of an invasion of foreigners who will take the jobs of the Maltese, so to say. Today, everyone appreciates we have a rather stable in and outflow. What is the reality across the continent, however?
Well, I think that what you mentioned about Malta, the fact that before there was a fear the fear of brain drain or foreigners coming and taking over jobs and so on, can be, and the fact that then it has changed, can actually be used quite well as a good practice. Because indeed, currently in Europe, there are countries when you have quite a huge fear of brain drain. It can be Central and Eastern European countries, for example. Some other countries like Spain, for example, too. The experience shows, at least at current stage, that actually young people through mobility, because we are talking about young people now, they do gain a lot of experience, they do learn foreign languages, and they do get what is called the soft skills. And indeed, the soft skills are very much appreciated by employers in the European Union. Out of the studies commissioned by the European Commission, 40% of European employers appreciate the foreign experience of their candidates for work. What it means is that young person being mobile increases his or her chances on the job market in a way. Then I can also talk to you, as I'm Polish, and in Poland this fear is one, well, Poland is one of the countries when indeed the fear of brain drain is quite strong. But again, what the experience shows is that there was a lot of Poles who at one stage moved to, especially to UK and to Ireland, but loads of those people came back. And they do bring an added value to the work market. Not only because, as I said, not only because they do speak foreign languages, in this case we are talking about English, but they also bring these soft skills, which are openness, creativity, probably some kind of instinct to act and to be proactive. Because indeed, in the current crisis, the proactivity, not only in case of young people, but in generally speaking, is extremely important, because it's true that in certain member states it's so difficult to get a job that sometimes it's better or probably easier to create your own job instead of getting a job. I'm not saying it's the only option, but it is one of the options that should be considered.
So we can say that through Youth on the Move we are also fostering an element of entrepreneurship. Yes. Which is also one of the key drivers within the Europe 2020 agenda.
Yes, indeed, it is. It is one, as I said. Well, Youth on the Move is to inspire young people. You know, so indeed we can say that it's also an inspiration to create small and medium-sized enterprises as one of the programs concerned, actually the creation of small and medium-sized enterprises. But you also have Erasmus for Young Entrepreneurs, that is to say a program that is made for people who are already in a business world, transport, who are already working in enterprises, who actually would like to experience mobility in the framework of their work. So they do remain an employee of an enterprise in country A, but they go to country B to spend there for spend there some months and get some extra experience.
In fact, you mentioned Erasmus, and I'd like to latch on this and speak about the addition, the new Erasmus Plus, and how does this fit in the overall aims of the European Union and its drive towards further growth through European youths on the move?
Well, already in the strategy Europe 2020, the strategy of development of the European Union, we do have so-called flagship initiatives, but to make it easier, let's call it chapters. That's to say chapters in which the European Union indicates the important subjects, in between others, as you mentioned, the creation of small entrepreneurship and so on and so forth. Well, Youth on the Move is actually one of those chapters. That is to say that the EU puts a strong accent on youth. And it's quite understandable, because we have to recognize that in many countries in the European Union, young people are in quite a difficult situation nowadays, mainly because of unemployment and I wouldn't say lack of perspectives, but let's say the perspectives which are not always extremely present, and sometimes the view of the future is not necessarily extremely positive. So Erasmus Plus is actually the example of investment in young people. You know certainly that the budget negotiations on the EU level are usually quite difficult, and actually the budget that has been accepted for next 7 years is for the first time lower than the previous budget for the European Union. However, in case of Erasmus Plus, you have an increase of the budget, the increase of 40%, which signifies something. You know, this means that there is a real will, political will, which is important in this case, will to invest in young people. So 40% of increase, in some way, simplifications of all different programs that were already available, because Erasmus Plus contains programs which are not new. Obviously, there are parts which are new, like sports, for example. But it contains a lot of programs which are already existing. The difference is that those programs have been reinforced. To give you some number, only for students, for example, since the beginning of the existence of Erasmus program, that is to say for 25 years, there were 3 million students who benefited from Erasmus. Well, in the next 7 years, there will be normally 2 million students who would benefit from Erasmus, thanks to this increase of budget. So you see the difference, 25 years, 3 million, 7 years, 2 million. So there is a real will to invest in young people. As I said, Erasmus Plus is not only about students and university professors. Most people think it's the case. It's because Erasmus was created actually for those groups. But now Erasmus Plus, well, the plus is for all the others, so it can be pupils, it can be professors of secondary school, it can be people who want to do a voluntary work in other member states, and so on and so forth. So there's quite a variety of different options. And when you think about the two, actually, the Erasmus Plus and Youth on the Move, you would see a certain logic. That is to say that the idea is to show to young people different options which are available for them, and studies is not the only option. And the other thing in case of Erasmus Plus, that obviously we do benefit from the name, which is quite known. If you take all those programs which are being promoted in case of Youth on the Move, I think that we can say without hesitation that actually Erasmus is the one that, you know, throughout the continent, everybody knows it. So in this case, we hope to benefit from the notoriety of this program, and throughout this notoriety, enlarge it to other groups.
What are the levels of enrichment that a person on a personal level can achieve through such an experience?
Well, this we already covered a little bit before, because obviously, you know, foreign languages is one thing, and then, as we said, the soft skills. Certain openness, understanding of other culture, creativity, the spirit of entrepreneurship, and so on and so forth. So these are clearly benefits that you can get out of this experience. Probably I would like to add one thing which is important and linked to your questions before, is the perception of mobility, you know? The perception of mobility, which has evolved in a sense. So it's true when we've been, we have been talking about, you know, the brain drain, and a certain fear. And why it's linked to this question? Because the mobility which the EU is providing, in a sense, or the possibility of mobility, is different from immigration, you know. In many member states, you have not necessarily a positive image of mobility, right? But it comes also from the history. Because in the past, people were emigrating to another country and they were not necessarily doing their own job. So there is to say that they were way overqualified to what they were doing. So basically the experience that they were getting had nothing in common with their profession. Which means that if they come back, they do not necessarily were, you know, this experience was not necessarily beneficial. This is the difference, because the what the EU gives you as possibility is to be a doctor and to go to another member state and to work as a doctor. You see what I mean? To be a teacher, to go to another member state and work as a teacher. And to increase your capacities or your...
knowledge?
Yeah, knowledge throughout this experience. So that's the difference. You see what I mean? This is how I would define the mobility, you know, the added value of mobility in the European Union.
Maybe connecting a bit with this issue between mobility and immigration, and I would like to ask whether there was any impact which can be deemed to be abnormal in terms of trends of take-up in view of the current crisis. Like, are there more permanent than temporary moves which are being spread and due of the economic crisis which hit some of the European countries?
Well, I do not know the statistics good enough to reply to this question with the whole reliability that you would probably expect. But it's true that, you know, you do have movements, but this I can only base on the experience of Youth on the Move, as I'm responsible for the campaign, of certain, you know, certain member states would recruit in other member states because they would lack professionals, and those professionals you can find them in another member state. The example can be Spain and Germany. You know, Germany is recruiting quite a lot in Spain. And the fact of, you know, you would ask yourself why mobility can be is defined by the European Union as important factor for not the crisis resolution, but for growth. It's because in the European Union you have a lot of posts which are not fulfilled. You know, there are, according to estimations, there's around 2 million posts which are not being fulfilled. Why? Because in the regions where those jobs exist, there's no professionals who could fulfill them. Those people, you can find them in other member states, but in those member states they cannot find work. It's a kind of mismatch between the requirements of the job market and the offer. When I'm talking about the mismatch, I'm talking about the mismatch between the education system and the job market. So, you know, the mobility is one of the remedies. Obviously, it's not like it's not the perfect remedy. Absolutely not.
Thank you very much.